This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Enter another phase of your day. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program, and guess who's here? Wow! Behind the curtain is a mystery guest. No, she's not a mystery. Well, she, yeah, actually, she is.
Three times. No.
Right. You are a mystery in many ways, the good ways. Jennifer Horn is here. Jay is off today. There is some good news from the FDA. Jennifer, you can talk about this on your program later on KRLA in Los Angeles. The FDA has announced it will no longer require drugs to be tested on animals. Now they're going to be tested on humans. Well, listen, I think, I don't know, it's an advancement for the animals. I don't know how much it's going to,
yeah,
what it's going to do for the humans.
Be the test, you know?
Right, exactly. Yeah, and that's it, too. It's all volunteer stuff. There's a new U.S. law as of the first of the year that eliminates the requirement that drugs in development have to undergo testing in animals before being given to participants in human trials. You know, the PETA folks, and you know who else has been on this? Rand Paul. He's actually the one who sponsored the FDA. He is a very interesting guy. I quite like him, frankly. He sponsored the FDA Modernization Act, said in a statement over the weekend, the new law will help end the needless suffering and death of animal test subjects and will get safer, more effective drugs to market more quickly by cutting red tape. And so the PETA people cheering that, I think the first time anybody from PETA ever cheered for Rand Paul, but those things happen. So Biden has signed the law, and it as suggested, lifts the requirement that pharmaceutical companies use animals to test new drugs. I wonder how that all got started. You ever wonder about that? Like taking your cat from your house and bringing her over to the local drug company and let's stick a couple of these needles in and see what happens. And they always test on mice. Yeah. And bunnies too. How are they connected? Last time I looked in the mirror, I didn't look at all like a bunny. Did you? You ever look like a bunny or a mouse?
Your tail reminds me of a rabbit.
Is that so? Well, thank you. I didn't know you'd seen my tail.
Every once in a while, I snuck a peek.
That's so. Anyway, so the professor at the University of Iowa's College of Pharmacy says that people who have opted to use these alternative testing methods as a replacement for animal testing must be aware that the method limits the ensuring that the drugs are safe. Why would that be? Why wouldn't it be that if you're testing drugs on volunteers, humans, volunteers, why wouldn't that be the results? That'd be better than sticking a needle in a mouse.
Right.
Right? I don't understand that.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think that we should be using human beings as guinea pigs, but I don't love how freely we were using animals for testing. And I think it was Elon Musk who just got in trouble, right? They were using monkeys for that, the chip that he's developing, which just sounds scary and crazy. That
right. Like they use
Google device for your brain, basically.
Right. Well, now he's testing Twitter on mice to see if they read it. Or not.
Twitter was already tested on Twitter. Rats, so it's fine.
Anyway, it'll work fine.
Yeah,
all right, so now, talking about animals, I've been off on a toot. I don't know whether we had this when you were here with us or not, any conversation about the Endangered Species Act, the five decades that it has been in effect. So has it helped? I touched on this on Friday, but I thought because you were here, I ought to go back to it, because I think there's so much misinformation about all this stuff. And what happens with the news media is we tend to get one side or another, but we don't get both sides. So as this program is devoted to both sides of an issue, the Endangered Species Act, which has been around it became popular in the early 70s. promoting the recovery of thousands of species, wildlife species, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Some have been successfully recovered and removed from the list, and others have not. So here's the story behind the story. Those of you who are concerned, and we all ought to be concerned about what's happening on the planet, whether or not you lose sleep about what's gone extinct or not, since 1973, 110 species have seen tremendous recovery since then. That's great. But I pointed out on, maybe even Wednesday or Thursday, that's not important, if I look back through the summary of some of the last week's, here it is, the 11th. I'm looking back at the Good Day Download, Jennifer. And on the 11th, we were talking, actually, some of it was with Warren last Wednesday, Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show, about animals and other things, the flora and fauna. Fauna, that sounds like I'm from New England, doesn't it? The flora and fauna. The fact that there are, in this last year, 142 new species of, you name it, whether it's bugs, whether it's flowers, and there are only 27 that went extinct in the past couple of years. So on its own, this, my point is, on its own, the Earth protects what is valuable for Mother Nature and doesn't protect that which doesn't have any value for Mother Nature. Mother Nature takes care of herself much as she does when it comes to climate and the weather and, you know, the things that we have religions built around, it seems, in this country. We're worshiping at the altar of climate change. We got to take care of this because of the speed. You know, you really don't. You can do it if you want and get all worked up about it. I have posted, or actually Jay posted, Jennifer, a video at DougStephan.com and GoodDayShow.com that comes from a hearing that was held last week in the House of Representatives. And I forget who the rep was. It was a Republican, and he's, I believe, the ranking member, or now he would be the chairman of the committee that deals with fossil fuels, cleaning up the air, you know, whatever that committee is. In the House. There is, he goes on for, I don't know, I think it's 4 minutes. It's probably, it's well worth watching if you feel like I do, that all the electric cars that have gone, were going bananas for rescuing the planet by using electric cars. You realize what nonsense that is? It's complete and utter nonsense. And one of the states, and I forget which one it is, has passed a bill to stop, I think it's Montana, but I don't know for sure. It probably is a coal state. So one of the western states has passed this past week a bill that will prohibit the sales of electric vehicles because of what it's doing. They have to mine. The electric vehicles are stealing so much from our, the not only stuff, the coal and all that that's used to produce electricity, but the minerals and the special,
the
I got to find
this. Minerals.
Yes,
and,
right.
And who produces them for us? China is the only place where you can get those things usually.
Well, there are some that have been found in America, but, you know, they can't, they don't have enough of them, so that's why they go to China.
Mm-hmm.
And so, how is that? I don't get what we're doing to ourselves here. It's ludicrous. If you think, and that's what the point is that this guy makes in the video, if you think that by buying an electric car you're going to save the environment, if you want to drive an electric car, swell. But
yeah,
if you think
you're not
you're,
doing it for,
no,
for virtuous reasons that you
think ridiculous.
I know.
It is asinine to think that that's the case. It really is. I got to find, I saw this and now I can't put my finger on it where there is a, where the state, what state it is, but what I do remember is it began with an M. If that's helpful, help yourself. Anyway, and the endangered species and all this other stuff. It's great. You can focus on it. Swell. But don't think you're doing something that really is going to help the planet, because it isn't. It may help the species, but it ain't going to help the planet. much because there's new stuff all the time. Okay, as long as you're talking about animals, Jennifer, a pigeon wearing a back plait. Say it again, Doug. There it is.
Can't even get it out. It's still.
Yes, it is. This pigeon was wearing a backpack filled with drugs, apprehended in prison. Authorities don't believe that the pigeon was working alone, really.
Got to watch out for the drug-dealing pigeons.
They're right. Worst. Yeah. So a lot of the fans of this story identify themselves as Breaking Bad fans. And I guess that's probably, if you know what the TV show Breaking Bad was all about, dubbed the pigeon the Heisenberg. Now, that's probably something from the show. I've only seen the show once or twice. But at any rate, this went into the Pacific Institution, and authorities reported spotting the pigeon wearing a backpack. They laid a trap to catch the pigeon. They captured the pigeon and found it was in possession of crystal meth. Yeah. First time prison officials had encountered a live bird being used to transfer drugs. What in the world? How?
That just seems very strange. But
they've been using drones to do this.
Wow.
Right? You know that. Anyway, what did you start to say?
The courier pigeon, though, right? Isn't that their job?
Yeah. Right, yeah.
They go and deliver stuff. They were the original Amazon.
Yeah, and we're. And it's too bad. We'll see if we can bring her back again. All right, here's a story from Pasadena. Two adults and 4-year-old child rescued from a Tesla that crashed into a pool in Pasadena. Did you see this photo?
I did not see this photo.
Pasadena Fire Department showed the Tesla submerged in a pool. They were okay, but the Tesla apparently, like a lot of Teslas, they accelerate. This guy put his foot on the brake and it accelerated and smashed. Kind of reminds me of what happened to Anne Heche, but she was driving a, what'd she have? She was driving a BMW, I think.
She wouldn't go. She went flying by. She was actually driving, though. But was this in self-driving mode?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right? How about that? There's pictures of the crane taking the Tesla from the pool. They're actually quite amusing. But I thought you probably knew about that. I'm surprised I knew and you didn't.
I'm telling you, I was in Christmas
backyard
this weekend.
I see that.
I didn't even have the news on. I didn't even know.
18 after the hour.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking. What will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in store or online with 1-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
When you work in the kitchen, what you cook often ends up on your clothes. I used to add a little extra bargain detergent on all my stains. But then I realized, is it really a bargain if I have to use more? Now I use Tide Simply. One cap is all you need to deal with tough stains and odors. Best of all, it works on a line cook's budget too. And just like this line cook, Tide Simply gets the job done. Table 10 up!
Tide Simply. Tough on stains, easy on your wallet.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now, hit it, sound effects guy!
I'm real proud of you, son.
Well, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Oh,
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
People, the music of Britney Spears at 23 after the hour. This is the social media and celebrity news portion of the program. What's trending is a story, Jennifer, about about Britney. I got my son in my mind. Britney Spears was manic, had a meltdown in L.A. in Joey's restaurant in Woodland Hills. Do you know that? Restaurant.
I do know Joey's, and it's actually a really pretty restaurant about a mile away from our offices.
It is. Okay. So someday you'll take me there maybe. And
yeah, it's really nice on the inside. You'd like it.
Because the places you take me usually are, you know, $5 breakfast deals. I'd like to go to a nice place for a nice dinner.
Anytime.
This weekend, maybe. How about
that? You coming out? Great.
I am, yes. Okay.
Bring your credit
card. Oh, wait a minute. You invite me and I pay? What kind of a deal is that?
A good one for me.
It is a good one for you. Anyway, yeah, let's do that at some point. I don't know. I think Saturday night, it's with the kids. And I was at Sunday. I don't know. Maybe Saturday night. We'll see. No, I got to babysit for Miles on Saturday night.
Boy.
I'll figure it out.
Pretty
anyway,
life
so... The story is Britney Spears had a meltdown in this restaurant with her husband. They were having a big argument, and he got up and left.
Uh-oh.
Left her in the restaurant by herself. And, of course, all the patrons in the restaurant were doing the usual thing. Where's my phone? Here's a picture of Britney Spears. She was hiding behind the menu, and then she walked out herself. Her bodyguard got her, and don't know what happened after that. The manager at Joey said he couldn't disclose any information as to who was there.
Good for him.
Yes, right. So she's obviously still struggling with some issues. I would
unfollow her on Instagram for a little while
because
I just got so tired of seeing the dancing naked videos. It was just, became a lot. And I know that's probably not what people say when they talk about Britney, but it's because she kind of looks spacey and then she dances and it's just the same thing every day.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was too much. And then I feel like it's just I'm really happy that she's out of her dad's control, but at the same time, somebody needs to maybe be helping her.
She needs to go have regular sessions with somebody who knows her well, who can help her control herself. And this guy is a kid. What is she, 41? And he's 26 or 28 or something?
Yeah.
So he's obviously got something going for him, but it's not visible.
Right.
And in that circumstance, okay, so you can have a good time in the sack, but then what do you do after that? He has no life experience. I'm sure, wasn't he one of the dancers? Do I remember that correctly?
I think they met on a job. So, yeah, he was like a dancer model, or maybe he'd been acting a little bit, but somehow they met through some kind of work thing.
Right. So it's probably chicka chicka boom boom, as you would say. And that's why a lot of people get married, because it feels good to be naked with the other person. You don't have to get married, but sometimes that's the way it works. And I'm not telling you anything you don't know, Jennifer, right?
I'm appreciating the lesson. I'm taking notes.
Okay. Good for you. So anyway, I mean, that's the story. She was upset and he was upset. And so now he'll get on all the Page Sixes and the TMZs and everybody. Wow, look at what's going on with Britney. Leave the kid alone. Good God. She's between her father, who should have been shot. Right?
Yeah, I guess they were saying she was speaking like gibberish.
Gibberish. Yeah, right. All right, Marie Osmond in the news today. Trending. Marie Osmond says she's 63, by the way. She is going to donate her wealth to charity, will not leave a penny to any of her seven children.
Wow.
She said, I didn't get it handed to me. And she says, do you know anybody who became anything after they were handed money?
Good for her.
So there you go. I'm not giving anything to my kids. Good for her, actually. I think it's kind of cool. Her children are in their 30s now anyway. They should have figured it out by now. 28 after the hour.
8 great shopping tips. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks, and I am real impressed with all the ways to save that you are sending. Gabriella writes, I began buying fold-top sandwich bags to use with food items that don't need to be airtight. Even a sandwich at work won't spoil since you'll eat it within 3 or 4 hours. And fold-top bags are much less expensive than those Ziploc-type bags. And she whipped up a tasty ceviche using a can of sardines. Much easier to work with than fresh fish, shrimp, or crab meat, she says, and much less expensive. She writes, who would have thought it would be a hit with my picky son? So then she tried canned salmon. You can read her entire post on my blog, where you can share how you are coping. Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Here's some news for small to mid-sized business owners. A question. Did your business stay open during COVID? If that's the case, at covidpayment.com, there's great news. You see, the feds have set aside funds in the CARES Act to reward companies who stayed open during 2020 and 2021. These payments are not loans, and you don't ever have to pay them back. How do you get your hands on this money? If you had more than 5 employees on payroll between 2020 and 2021, your company could qualify for you to get $26,000 per employee. Go to covidpayment.com. That's right, up to $26,000 per employee. Answer a couple of questions, and then accounting and tax experts at covidpayment.com will do all the rest. Nobody knows more about this program than the folks at COVID Payment. If you have 5 or more employees, let covidpayment.com help you get up to $26,000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Albuquerque police reported Monday they have arrested Solomon Pena, a Republican candidate, in the last state house elections in connection with the recent shooting at offices and homes of elected Democrat officials. Albuquerque Police Department Chief Harold Medina.
And the U.S. Attorney's Office and the DA's Office were there every step of the way making sure that we had everything we could to charge these individuals.
Medina says Pena is accused of conspiring and paying for 4 other men to shoot at the homes of 2 county commissioners and 2 state legislators. China's economy grew at one of the slowest rates in decades last year as lockdowns harmed households and businesses. China's economy expanded by only 3% in 2022, the worst since 1976. Last night's football game, Dallas beat Tampa Bay 31-14 to advance in the playoffs. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you think I'm sexy? There's old Rod Stewart, and he is old, man. How many times have you heard me ask this question? Jennifer Horn is here with Doug Steffen on the Good Day program for this hour. The question about why women swoon over ugly rockers with skinny legs.
Especially Rod Stewart. Like, there is nothing...
Yeah.
I don't know. There's nothing for me that does it with Rod Stewart. But
nope.
Sometimes it's the persona. You know, they like the rock star persona.
Okay. I don't know who that would go for. We were just talking about Marie Osmond and the fact
she's
that some
pretty lady.
Yeah, I almost had a date with her once.
That's right.
Almost.
Why?
I've almost had a date with a lot of. Remember when Uri tried to hook me up with Debbie Harry?
Yes, that would have been an interesting one.
Oh, she's very interesting. All right, people in the news. Yes, right, let's keep moving here. Here's the story of a young lady from Brentwood, Tennessee, who's been diagnosed with terminal cancer. She celebrated her 4th birthday with a very special party planned by members of the community. Identified only as Adeline, she was diagnosed with an aggressive brain tumor known as diffuse intrinsic, last summer. The survival rate for this cancer is very low, and there's no cure for it either, according to St. Jude's. So her fourth birthday coming up, her parents wanted to make sure their daughter got the party she deserved and wouldn't ever forget. So they linked up with the Tanya Sturm and Dreams and Wishes of Tennessee, which helped to throw a party fit for a young princess. This lady, Tanya Sturm, who founded Dreams and Wishes, said that this super small organization has a goal, giving children and their families something to look forward to while they work through the diagnosis and what the future may or may not be. She said, we, quote, wanted to provide these children and their families with a lasting memory of hope. It sort of sounds like, what is that other, it's the hope, what's the other thing, the dream, the wish thing?
Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Yeah, that's it, right. Yep, mm-hmm. Sounds like that. Anyway, she said, we're 100% dependent on our donations to grant our wishes. We don't get any money from the government. This young lady was dressed as a Disney princess. Some of her favorite characters appeared with other folks who were at the party, dressed in Snow White and other Disney characters. So the mother said she felt overwhelmed. Adeline felt overwhelmed at first, but when she saw some of the characters, she said to the Disney-like characters, I need a big hug. And so that was what they did. They all went around the room and gave her hugs. With all the excitement, she had head pain, and that's what's going on. The tumor affects eyes much as everything else, and apparently she's got a problem with her right eye. But anyway, so this is something that is, you'd like to think that there are a lot of these groups around. She's like 4 years old. She's undergone 30 rounds of radiation.
Oh, this poor thing.
Ay, ay, ay. Awful. Yeah. Think about that. And why do they have this?
Good for them for trying to make every moment matter for
right. her. Right. And then they took all the youngsters to Chick-fil-A.
Oh, that's cute.
Right. For chicken nuggets. So anyway, God love her. 4-year-old Adeline in Brentwood, Tennessee. Story that was worth telling, I thought. All right, other people in the news. Sorry to go from one extreme to another, but that creep George Santos, or is he a creep? I don't even know how to best describe him. But James Comer, who is a Republican from Kentucky and the chairman of the House Oversight Committee, you probably saw this already, Jennifer, he says they're going to investigate everything about this guy. And if they find out that he broke campaign financing laws, they will throw him out. And you know they're going to do anything and everything they can to get rid of this guy.
He said, looks bad for the Republicans, right?
Of course he does. Well, he looks bad, period, for politicians, mm-hmm. for people.
He's still not talking much. Like, he's doing some interviews and such, but he's still not telling people about his finances. And I don't know. I feel like it should be up to his constituents to recall him or to impeach him, whatever their process is. Because what I don't like to see is the House deciding who should be sitting amongst them and not. I think that can kind of be dangerous even for someone like this.
Yeah.
But I think there's got to be an easy way that I totally believe in the recall process that people in his district should be able to launch a petition to get him out. If they feel like he misrepresented himself, let him do it.
So tell me about the GoFundMe page that was started this weekend for the public defender from Orange County who was killed while celebrating his first wedding anniversary.
Oh,
what do you know about that?
Is this the is this the officer or the... This is the public defender. So we also lost another officer this weekend. It was a really tough weekend. So just to fill you in on that, there was an officer who died right before Christmas, I believe, Isaiah Cordero, who was just doing a routine traffic stop, 2:00 in the afternoon, pulls a car over, the guy shoots him and kills him, like, right there.
Mm-hmm.
And they find out that the judge was supposed to put this guy away. It was his third strike. He had a rap sheet from 2000 on. And he was supposed to be in jail for life, basically 25 years to life in prison.
Mm-hmm.
The judge in the case let the guy go, even though he didn't even stand up to his, or didn't even show up to his own sentencing. Let him go with only a year or something like that, lowered his bail so he was able to get out. Then, over the weekend, there
another
was another...
great Southern California jurisprudence story.
Well, and this is, the Riverside County Sheriff is like, you need to get rid of this judge. This judge was not doing her job. If she had done her job, he would have been in prison, and this guy could have still been alive. So then this weekend, there was another domestic violence call, and a Riverside County deputy, Darnell Calhoun, dies at this domestic violence call. So we're still figuring out the details of that. Now you've got the Orange County Public Defender's Office. There was an attorney working there who was killed on Saturday celebrating his first wedding anniversary with his wife in Mexico.
Great.
This guy, young guy, 33 years old, he died in Rosarito Beach, which is where a lot of people go outside of Tijuana. It's close to the border of San Diego. We don't know what happened, like the details, but they're setting up this GoFundMe because they said it was a brutal crime.
Yeah.
So there's been so much drug stuff going on in Mexico. Who knows if they found out he was an officer? Of
haven't
the
done
a thing.
It's like a never-ending war, the never-ending battle. Speaking of that, Hunter Biden and his children. I didn't realize he was estranged from some of his children. Or
multiples, I believe.
Well, how many children has he got?
I think there are a lot. One, remember, there was just a big paternity battle over one he said he wasn't the father of, and then he was. So I don't know in total how many he has, but probably at least four or five, maybe.
So under the circumstances.
One, two, three, four, five that he acknowledges.
Really? From different women?
Excuse me, yes.
Yeah. All right. So I think I give Biden and Trump a pass, although people have criticized me for saying this. I don't care whether you criticize me or not. I'm telling you what I think. Well, this is a lot of hooey about what Trump took to Mar-a-Lago and what Biden had in the trunk of his Corvette. Who cares? None of that stuff makes any difference to me. What I do care about...
Well, unless he's selling the documents to China, which is the popular...
Well, yeah, okay, well...
Because he was in business
that.
With Hunter Biden in that office where they found those documents. So
right.
What were they doing there?
Well,
and,
so that's...
Be even-handed. Like, you know, especially if you're a president, be even-handed. Do you care about documents or not?
I don't care about the documents, but I do care about him. And I also care about what I have found. There are a couple of different things, and, you know, the news media in general is not very favorable toward Trump or anybody in his family. But there are, and they're now having to focus on Hunter Biden and his deals with the Chinese. But apparently, Trump's daughter, Ivanka, made a lot of deals with the Chinese when Trump first became president. There's a timeline of things, and I'm betting you have an explanation for that that won't go along with with the same explanation that you have for Hunter Biden. But I think the question is worth asking as to whether, and maybe this isn't unique, maybe, although I can't imagine Jimmy Carter's daughter making any deals with the Chinese, or the two Bush girls, Clinton's daughter, Chelsea making deals with the Chinese. But since, you know, these two and Obama's kids weren't old enough, so it's basically a focus on Biden and Trump and how they sell their influence. And it's pretty obvious that both of those families have sold their influence to whoever would pay for it.
Well, I don't think that in the same way as they sold influence.
Well, I know. Yeah,
I didn't think
it would.
But here's what I think is very honest. I think Trump, because of his name and because he was president, certainly profited from it with his businesses.
Mm-hmm.
But he also divested from them. Ivanka sold her company when she started working in the White House. She divested from that. But she did have trademarks with China. That's true. But are you selling influence or are you using... I mean, she had a shoe business. This is what you do when you have an international brand, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Biden's business is a little bit more sketchy because they were selling interviews, like selling meetings in the White House. So that's problematic. I mean...
Did I ever tell you about the time that when Lloyd Benson was a senator, he was in a position to do something that had to do with farming. He was in the Farm Ag Commission and Ag Committee. And I had an opportunity to interview him. I think I told you this before, but if I didn't, it's worth repeating for people who maybe never heard it. But this is business as usual. I was told if I wanted to have breakfast and interview Lloyd Benson, I should bring a check to his campaign for $10,000.
Same thing happened to my dad when he, which senator was it? Oh, I can't remember. He was supposed to meet, and they, like, basically had the checkbooks out if you wanted to meet with him. Might have been John Kerry, actually, I think, when he was a senator.
That wouldn't surprise me. Yeah, right. All right, other people in the news, the new Miss Universe. Does anybody care about this? USA, her name is Bonnie Gabriel. Miss Universe. The competition in New Orleans, supposedly grueling. She's 28 years old, beat out Miss Venezuela, lady named Amanda Dudamo. And the second runner-up was Miss Dominican Republic, Adriana Martinez. Miss India, Hanez Sandhu, presented Gabriel with her crown as she passed on the title of Miss Universe to her successor. Was this the... Trump owned this at one point in time, didn't he?
Miss Universe
pageant?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Does anybody care about this stuff? It's kind of like the award ceremonies, the Golden Globes and all that stuff. Does anybody care?
You know, it's really funny. When I was a little girl, I loved beauty pageants. I loved the award shows.
I can
shows.
See that. Yeah.
I loved all of that stuff. But I'm totally turned off by a lot of it now. Why do you think you are?
Is it the same old, same old? Or is it the way women are portrayed?
I couldn't tell you. It's nothing like that ruffles my feathers with, like, morality in the beauty pageants. It's just kind of boring now. With award shows, I feel like they've just become so political and so, ugh. Like, I watched the Golden Globes in about 2 minutes this last week. I just did DVR and fast forward.
That guy that was the host, that was an awful. What a waste of time. Oy. All right, anyway, there's the update. If you care about Miss Universe, now you know.
Now you
the rest
know.
Of the story, 48 after the hour.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah, and we have UPS here in store.
What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Miss Black Friday? Dell's Cyber Monday event starts now with deals on powerful business tech. The savings start now with up to 50% off on select business PCs powered by 12th-gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Cyber Monday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy.
Real proud of you, son.
Well, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Douglas.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, 53 after the hour, Monday on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Doug and Jen here today, Jay back tomorrow. I find that this information, Tommy Decay, who usually is with us at this point in time, is not with us because his mother is having a tough time, so he's with his mom. And good thoughts for that. Last couple of weeks has been touch and go with her. She's down in Florida. So at any rate, I'm thinking of traveling. Whenever I make my arrangements, because I do my own trip planning, whether I'm going back and forth, it's easy to go, you know, from Boston to Los Angeles, no big deal. You click onto the American Airlines site, you put in where you're going, here's what the cost is, get the seats, bing, bang, boom, and you're done. But I found when I went to Tel Aviv a month ago that it was a different experience, and I enjoyed, it was fun to book the trips. So I was looking around. I'm not a summer traveler because of my farm, and I'm not really traveling much other than the back and forth to see the children, although I would like to take a couple of weekend cruises if I could this weekend, just because it varies, it breaks things up. But I have my other business stuff that I have to be around here for, so I was still dreaming, though. So I'm going to send you to a place to dream. All right? Think about where you might want to go. There's a top 10 list from the AAA of places that are the easiest to vacation in, and spring is the loveliest time of year to visit these folks. So if you want to visit in like April and May and June, a couple of suggestions. If you've never been to Japan in the spring, and the cherry blossoms there are the same as the cherry blossoms that we have in Washington. Just fabulous. Thailand, apparently, is also, I've not been there, my son's been there, I've not been there, but they have lots of celebrations in the spring, late April, early May, there are festivals all over the place, there are so many beautiful temples there, the Buddhist monks who reside in them provide great fodder for beauty. I find that there, it's a fascinating story. Another place to go in the springtime, Americans love to go to England. And there are lots of places. Kent County is one of the places. But there, you go to Wales, you go, no matter where you go in England, it is wonderful. And this is a good time of year to plan because the prices are a little. I noticed, I saw one-way trip from Boston, because they're promoting some of the new airlines that are running single-aisle planes from Boston, because you can do that. They can fly 6 or 7 hours on a tank load of fuel, and that's enough to get from Boston to over to England. $163 one way. With only, I guess you multiply it by two if you want to come back, but that was something that was... That was being touted. In Spain, in the springtime, there are lots of fun things. There's a place in Seville called the Frying Pan of Spain, apparently because it gets so damn hot. Spain and Portugal are very warm in the summertime, so the time to go there is in the springtime, when they have lots of parades and things that are going on. Seville is especially cool. The city features fair attractions and museums and amusements. That's, it's a party place pretty much every night of the week in the spring. In the summertime, again, very hot. Sri Lanka, a place where, if you ever saw that movie with George Clooney, and it was about a nuclear bomb. And who the heck was the other? Anyway, it was shot in Sri Lanka, and the helicopters land on this bridge and stuff. It's very exciting, and it's beautiful. The greenery in Sri Lanka is not to be equaled anywhere. Although I've seen some pictures, I've not been to New Zealand either, but I want to go. My sisters and my daughter's actually going down there in a couple of months, and when spring comes there. It is, you know, it's now. It's summertime in New Zealand, but in the springtime, it's fall. And apparently, autumn in New Zealand is quite beautiful. The colors are similar to what we have here in the Northeast. And so if you're interested, apparently the tourist business started back in the 1860s over there. It was a lot harder to get there then than it is now. The tulips in the Netherlands. Oh, my God. Springtime and easy to get to, spring blossoms, every single type. Look at the, I'm looking at some pictures now, breathtaking rows of tulips and daffodils and hyacinths and roses and that sort of thing. So you want to go, I would go, that's my trip. A quick trip to the Netherlands for a long weekend or something, that'd be very cool, very beautiful for springtime. So a couple of ideas, hopefully helpful to you on where to go this spring if you're traveling. I'm Doug Steffen, it's 59 after on the Good Day.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.